The Tesla Owners of Ireland is an organisation of around 1,500 drivers of Tesla vehicles in this country. Their president is Claire Mann, and he joins us now to talk about the lengths they've gone to in order to help bring Ukrainians to Ireland from their war-torn country. His name is John Casey. He's an NS man, and he's here in studio with us now. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Alan.
Thanks very much for joining us. So, the Tesla Owners of Ireland, anytime I've seen a Tesla car on the road, I think, wow, I'd love to own one of those. Is this a very select group? Tell us a bit about how it came about.
Well, I was the first Tesla owner in County Clare, would you believe?
The very first one?
In 2018. So, Tesla only opened their workshop in our service centre in 2017. And I was doing a bit of mileage and I liked my comfort. And I said, right, I'll head up and have a look and see. And I was immediately taken by driving them. Very comfortable, very techie, but very good. So I joined the club, I suppose. I took delivery in the 2nd of January 2018 and haven't looked back since.
Wow. So I'm not jealous at all, John.
Well, you're welcome to a test drive, Alan.
I'm even jealous, just for the listeners. John has got a Tesla Owners of Ireland jacket, and it's got that really cool, you know, the Tesla insignia, the logo, the T. I'd love one of those. I guess you have to buy the Tesla before you get the jacket. So the group was set up then, and did people quickly flock to it, other Tesla owners? You're the first one in Clare. Are there many Tesla owners in Clare?
It took a bit of building up, obviously. I was driving a Model S at the time. There was only Model S's and X's available at that stage. With the advent of the Model 3, which came into on sale in Ireland a couple of years ago, the ownership grew, and we're up to about 1,500 owners at this stage.
So before we get to what you're doing with in terms of Ukraine, I mean, what do the Tesla Owners of Ireland usually do? Do you just send each other messages on the internet, or do you meet up and drive your cars around? Or
the car is very technological and techie, so we have a forum on Facebook, and it's very useful for people who want to figure out how do I do this, or what's happening?
Troubleshooting
here,
kind of a...
Absolutely, yeah. Troubleshooting. Not that the cars get very trouble
no,
or anything. But, and then, you know, places to visit and all that, and how do you get to here, and what's the story with charging here and all that. So it's a good support network. A very good community, really, to be honest, you know.
Okay, so when did the idea hatch or form that, you know what, we can help the people of Ukraine and we can help them in the manner that you are helping them?
So it all started on the 12th of March when my fellow Tesla owner, a gentleman called Tom McEnany, had a look. And like us all, we're looking and seeing the plight of the Ukrainian refugees and the Ukrainians and the war in Ukraine, and said, how could we help? And he said, well, okay, I'm part of a community of car owners. Perhaps we could assist in transporting people away from the war zone. And that's the genesis of the idea. So he sent a note on to me, and I said, yeah, I think that's a good idea. You wave road trip in front of Tesla owners, and they immediately love it. So the genesis of the idea was Tom, and I suppose we built on it. And that's when it started. And we very quickly managed to get a group of volunteers willing to travel to Poznan in Poland, and that's how it started. So on the 24th of March, which wasn't too long afterwards, a convoy of 17 vehicles left Ireland, destination Poznan, to pick up Ukrainian refugees. Now, we'd done a lot of prep work. You know, we had the bona fides of the Ukrainian ambassador, we had a Ukrainian network contacted here in Ireland, the Ukrainian community here in Ireland, and we had people who we knew were absolutely desperate to flee the war zone, and we met them in Poznan and brought them back to Ireland on the following Monday.
I have to say, fair play. That came together so quickly. Less than 2 weeks later, you're all heading off. I'm picturing it like in my head, I'm picturing it like one of those cutscenes from Top Gear, you know, like one of the montage scenes, just 17 Teslas blazing down the road to Poznan. Absolutely fantastic. So 17 of you headed off.
Yes, and a total of 70 refugees came back to us, with us to Ireland. And we were actually oversubscribed, so a further 22, we managed to fundraise and bring on flights back to Ireland the following couple of days afterwards.
Absolutely incredible. I'm just thinking of it from the point of view, John, of one of the refugees. I mean, they're in turmoil, their country's at war, you're having to leave. It's not something you want to do, but you want to be safe. And then you get that relief of getting out of the country. But then you're travelling in style in a Tesla. It's unusual.
There was various things on that. There was various stories told. They're in turmoil, and they were in turmoil. Mm. And in actual fact, I mean, some of the stories that were told, horrific, really, to be honest. And some of the stories, like, there was one lady travelling with her two teenage daughters, and she had heard of the network, and she'd heard of the Tesla community, and decided to join up. But when she arrived to meet us in Poznan, she took a photograph of the car, and unbeknownst to the driver, she took a photograph of her as well. And she sent the photographs back to her husband fighting in Kharkiv and said, you know, I'm not sure about this group. They're all driving these cars and we're not sure. So if I'm traffic or whatever, you know, at least you have the information. You have a photograph of the driver and you have a photograph of the car.
God, they were that nervous.
They were, yeah. I mean, one lady, you know, absolutely in tears for the first length of the journey. And, I mean, the journeys themselves, they were traumatic in some respect for them. You know, I mean, the journey that I tell for the first one is a very good journey, in fairness now. I mean, the first leg of the journey, I let them chat among themselves. It was two families in my car. Didn't know one another before they had left. And I let them chat away. And then the next part of the journey, I said, look, we'll put on a bit of music. Let you put on some of your Ukrainian music. Yeah. So the first song they put on, I said, oh, what's that song? Nice song. And they said, that song is called It's Not Our War. And that sort of set the tone of it. You could really feel for them, having departed from war-torn country. It wasn't of their calling that they needed to do that. But the journey continued. And I put on Riverdance and the Kilfenora and all of that. And we made the journey. And to be fair, a bond developed between us in terms of it. So they've now settled in Ireland somewhat. And you know, they're here and they're establishing another network to bring other people over. So we have a third convoy planned. We had a second convoy took place there this month, and we have another convoy planned for next month.
And how many refugees? You brought 70 refugees in the first trip on the 24th of March. The one earlier in May, how many did you bring back?
The one earlier in May, we brought back about 40. We were very much constrained with ferry capacity. Because obviously it's getting into a busier holiday period. And in actual fact, the day before, one of the ferries developed a propeller fault and got cancelled on us on the journey on the way back. And we're actually constrained by the fact that we have to come back not through the England and mainland UK. We have to come back direct because of visa restrictions and all of that. And so we brought back 40. But we're actually a bit of a Noah's Ark, because in actual fact, our sort of niche now is bringing back people who cannot travel through air. So we've brought back 10 dogs and 10 cats and a guinea pig on our second journey, as well as the 40 people that came back with us. And I actually had the guinea pig and the dog in the car.
Right, motley crew, so.
Absolutely, yeah.
And when you bring all the refugees back, John, do you leave them in Dublin? Did you bring any of them back to Clare? What's the logistics there?
So the logistics are that, I suppose, the contacts we made with the Ukrainian community in Ireland before we started our first convoy really served us well. And we set up a support network for all of the people who came back on our first journey. And that support network has been instrumental in finding them jobs. It's been instrumental in finding them accommodation. We've our own network of Tesla owners, the 1,500 and all that, some of them managed to find accommodation and jobs for the people coming back. So our second convoy, a large proportion of the second convoy had accommodation already arranged, and some of them had even jobs arranged. Now, the particular family I brought back on the second convoy, I dropped them in Carrick and Shannon, and accommodation had been arranged, and they found themselves a job very quickly. The two girls found school, and the mammy found a job very quickly afterwards. Right. So, you know, and that's what's happening to them.
Okay, that's great. And do you know, have many, if any, have they come to Clare?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. We found, not my carload, but a carload on the first convoy ended up in Ennis. And they brought back a little rat. So the rat ended up in Ennis. Absolutely, a pet rat. Yeah, lovely little fella. Lovely little furry lad.
Oh, stop.
But they've ended up in Ennis in the Ashford Court. So there you are now.
Okay, very good. And you're, the third mission is in the planning stages. Have you an idea, time-wise, of when you're going to be going?
Yeah, so Thursday the 8th of June until the, whatever that is, it's almost the Monday we arrive back after it's 13th, is when the third convoy is happening. We have the route plotted out again. Absolutely, the volunteers, the drivers will be there as well. And it's just a matter, and we have demand. There is definitely people who are still fleeing. Like, we found the first convoy were fleeing ahead of war. You could see the second convoy, a lot of them were fleeing, having witnessed war. Yeah. And, you know, you could see the pain etched on their faces in terms of what they had encountered before they left. So the third convoy, I expect we'll have something similar. But they're all very, very grateful of having come here. And yes, a lot of them, other than the ones in Ennis, a lot have arrived in the Banner County as well. Listoun, Varna and Ballyvaughan have welcomed them with open arms. Kilkee also, obviously, as well as Ennis.
And John, how many Teslas are planning to head off on the third mission? And anyone listening who is a Tesla owner, can they get in touch to participate, or do you have to be first be a member of the Tesla Owners of Ireland?
Absolutely, they can join up as part of the Tesla Owners. There's no membership cost in terms of joining the Tesla Owners Club. You don't get a free jacket, you'll have to pay for one of them. But yeah, they can get in touch, absolutely no problem at all. We also are fundraising, so we have a GoFundMe for the effort as well, which, you know, it takes a lot of, as you can imagine, a lot of costs and logistics involved in.
Okay, so if people want to contribute to that, I guess just Google GoFundMe Tesla Owners of Ireland and they'll find the appropriate link that way. Just before we let you go, John, it isn't just mainland Europe and Poland that you travel to in your Tesla. Tell us about the trip you're going to be making around Clare.
No, I've actually a unique trip happening this coming Saturday, and it's not in the Tesla. I'm a coach and I'm a fan, and I've sons and playing with the Banner GA Club in town here, and got the idea that we would travel to every GA Club in an electric vehicle. So this coming Saturday, in conjunction with Shields Garage and MG Ireland, I'm taking an MG EV and I'm driving to all 52 GA Clubs very early in the morning, because I'm hoping to be back for the Champions League final that evening. So that's the plan. So I'm going to pick up the car on Friday and I'm going to drive to every GA club in County Clare in a day. Wow. 560 odd kilometres. So it's not an insubstantial journey also.
That is some trip, and fair play to you. And can people donate to help
yes,
out with that?
Yes, there's an iDonate page for the Banner GA EV Challenge up and running there as well.
Okay, so just Google that, Banner GA EV Challenge iDonate, and you'll find the link as well. Fair play to you, John, on both accounts, both that epic trip you're going to undertake on Saturday and the efforts you and your fellow members of the Tesla Owners of Ireland have been doing to help the refugees in Ukraine. John Casey, the Ennis-based president of Tesla Ireland, thank you very much for joining us in studio this morning.
Thank you, Alan.